Let's turn the Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs, and we've been going through this chapter for, I think maybe just 1 week. Yeah, it was just 1 week. All right. we're working our way through the Proverbs. We're not hitting every verse necessarily, but we're gonna just park it in some places and drive by others. That's just the way it is, you know. So Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, Bible says, "I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions." So number one, I am wisdom. I am wisdom. So we find here, A, wisdom is identifying and describing herself. It's kind of what we find here. She's talking about, the Bible describes wisdom as a person with characteristics. And so now she is describing herself. When we find some different places where that we dealt with that last week, and so I'm just kind of hitting that where she says, I'm calling her she because it just feels like she's talking about her as she. You know, it's just, don't you kind of feel as you're talking, you almost kind of think of wisdom as this person. And that's kind of how Solomon is describing this characteristic, this situation of wisdom. Number two I have there, I suppose it's because there is an embodiment of conditions is the blank, that accompany one with wisdom. It just seems to me that the whole idea and concept of wisdom is that of a person. It's one that has wisdom. It's all of these things that are with it, and it's like a friend. It's really, sometimes the Bible is strange. Amen. Sometimes it's strange, and you're thinking, what is, Proverbs is actually it's a book of what? Anybody know? It was too open-ended. Sorry. It's part of a group of books of the Bible that are considered the Psalms and the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and some of these songs. Some of these are considered books of poetry. You see, they're kind of written in poetic form and a little bit of prose and a little bit of this kind of thing. And so sometimes there's some of the usages that we find in here are make it part of that poetry. You see, do you like to read poetry? Absolutely not, except for these. I like this poetry. I'm not really one that's, you know, reads poetry. It feels like when you read poetry, you should hold it out and read it like you're performing. I don't know. It just feels, I don't know, like I'm thinking Shakespeare stuff, you know, kind of like, you know. Anyway, I don't know. I was going to say something, but none of them is there in my mind. So sorry, I'm not very cultured in that area. We might say, wisdom has instructed me. Wisdom has instructed me. It's this thing of wisdom. It's as a thing. It's as a person. As a characteristic, and it itself has instructed me. But see, wisdom has guided me. Wisdom guides me, you see. And D, wisdom has kept me from harm. So, number three then, what I'd really be saying is that what I have received from God, His wisdom has done these things in my life. Listen, let's be sure that wisdom, it comes from God. Okay, it's embodied in this person to give us something to hold on to and say that the wisdom is so so much more than just to know stuff. I want you to get that tonight. I'm going to get ahead, but number two, wisdom has enough for others. Wisdom has enough for others. Look at verse 14 now. Now it's where we're kind of picking up. It says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Listen, it is, and I just said this, but it is not only the knowing of wisdom, but the following of her ways. You see there? Listen, there's a lot of people that know stuff and are still fools. Right? Sometimes I think it makes you a bigger fool when you know he that knoweth to do right and doeth it not. Right? The Bible says that to him it is sin. And so there's something even worse about knowing and not following. You know, there's a problem there. And so wisdom is not just knowing stuff. Man, I've been in church. You've probably know people like this. You've seen, but you have. They're in church like all the time. They've been in church for like, you know, a lifetime. And all they do is sit there and they know stuff. But they don't do stuff. They don't live out stuff. You know, you can't only warm a pew and be following God. You just can't. You can't. The Great Commission isn't a passing thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, some people say, well, you know, Jesus, right before he died, he said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Go tell other people about this. No, he'd been telling them all along. And this was, I'm chasing this rabbit. I'm bad at this, but I'm here. And so this, you ever heard that there's a book that has different things. It's a book of poetry. No. It's a book of sayings about men's last words, men and women, you know, their last words. And sometimes people's last words are, and not necessarily like, you know, and then say, I don't mean that, but I mean kind of the last things that they say. It's usually, was it that funny? Sorry. My funny things are when I'm trying to be funny. So, but some of the last things people say when they really want to get that last thing to somebody, maybe their family, maybe somebody that's, I want to leave you with this. I think that's what we see in the Great Commission. It wasn't like Jesus all of a sudden brought it up. That's what he's always talked about. And, you know, I know maybe you think, man, Pastor, you're always talking about that. I hope people would say that about me. Man, it just seems like that's all we talk about. Well, it seems like that's all the New Testament tells us to do. So there's other things, by the way, there's other things. And most of the other things is about getting us to where we're good at that. Isn't that funny? The rest of the Bible is about how to be the kind of person that can actually tell somebody. You know? And this wisdom is part of, listen, so again, let me get, right? Let's kill that rabbit. Let's get back on track here. It's not only the knowing of wisdom, but the following of her ways. And number one that has made wisdom a part of their life has something to give to others. You see what I'm saying? When we have made wisdom a part of our life, meaning we follow it. We've talked about this already, but I just want to say, we have to get it first. Right? But then we follow it. Now we have something to give to somebody else. Listen, under the counsel is not just instruction, but compassion and care. Listen, counsel is something that isn't just telling, well, here's what you need to do. A lot of people, everybody has one of those. Well, let me tell you what you need to do. Everybody has a suggestion, and most of them are worthless, you know. But when somebody that has wisdom, they have this this compassion and care. But it's also instruction. All right, wisdom is instruction. It is counsel and guidance. So listen, this thing that says, "Well, I just want to let them make their own choices." That's the opposite of wisdom, right? Well, I don't want to get involved with that. So here, wisdom has something left over. Scratch that from the record, right? Not something left over. Wisdom has something to give now, right? Wisdom has something because they found it, and it's this thing. Number two, and it really is this, it is the guidance of sound wisdom. It's the guidance of sound wisdom, not just my opinion. Now, sometimes we give our opinions, right? It's not necessarily, you know, but kind of my opinion is my, can I just say, kind of worldly wisdom, kind of worldly knowledge, and here's some thoughts about things of my experiences or something. But wisdom really is embodied with, thus saith the Lord. You see, God said, by the way, some opinion is okay. It's okay. You know, there's some things that, you know, how to do some things. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us how to turn a wrench. Right? Well, the best way, you know, so there's some things that are opinion we give and give some advice on that. But wisdom is really about, here's what God has said, and I followed it, and when, what God did in my life, and now I want to give you instruction with that thing. And so it really works in that way. So B, wisdom's counsel is understanding and strength. And look again, verse 14, it's what he says here. He says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Again, experience from living out wisdom yourself. By the way, this doesn't mean, there's other things, but what this is talking about is living out following God. Not, well, I was in sin, and I got out of sin, and let me tell you about that. No, that's a different thing. Now, there's some experience in that. And, you know, I was in trouble, and you know, no, that's a little different. And that there's some testimony in that. Okay, there's a cloud of witness in some of that stuff. But what we're talking about here is when I've lived out following God, and let me tell you about what God did in my life with it, and how God could do that in your life. And listen, I'm telling you, I was saved when I was young. I didn't even thought about it. About 25. 24 maybe. 24. I was really young. And I've been trying to follow the Lord ever since. And can I tell you this? I never looked at, you know, I wish I'd have just had a little more fun without Jesus. Never have I come along and said, you know, man, if I could have just, you know, kept my tithe for a little longer, I could have really been, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So this thing about living out, following the knowledge that we get from the Word of God is something that I'm going to tell you what God has done in my life. And then we have that to give. We have that in counsel. By the way, counsel isn't just, let me tell you how it's done. It's compassion. It's care. It's meeting the needs and so forth. Look at number three now. Wisdom rules. Verse 15. And he says, by me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Whew. Isn't that great? Leaders that rule with wisdom. Aren't we glad we have that? I read this and I'm like, no, they don't. You know, but here's what should be understood here is that good kings rule with wisdom. All right. Number one, throughout the nation of Israel, and we could say the USA, all right, we have seen what happens when the nation is ruled without wisdom. We're both experiencing that, us and them, both experiencing what happens when you rule a nation without wisdom. By the way, we could go through the Old Testament. You're going to find most of Israel was ruled without wisdom. Most of it was. but he says, justice is the result of ruling with wisdom. Though we see the results as well of judges not using wisdom. Isn't it amazing? I don't know if you pay attention to any of the news. I try not to do too much of it. But the things that are being ruled on, I mean, we're calling evil good and good evil. This equity thing, equality, is just, I mean, it's really this major equality thing that we've got, it's really since COVID. Just flipped our world upside down. They're tearing down. I just read something today. They tore down this this statue of our third president. Remember who he was? Okay, it wasn't the third president. Because I remember them. It was some fella, and he was the president, very important guy. Sorry. But they ripped his statue down, and put up this statue of this fella that was started an insurrection to wipe out all the white people in that area at the time. And so there's this, we're taking that down because, and it just becomes, and judges, you know, are well, no, that's fine. And the things that we're seeing on our border, some of these things you're seeing, what we're seeing, and I'm not I'm trying to get in all the politics, because in a few years this message may be changed because it'll be a different situation. But what I'm, my point is, we can see what happens when judges don't rule with wisdom. I mean, we're in chaos in our nation and around the world. Man, it's a mess. But look here, number four. Wisdom is available. Available. Verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, we talked about this last week, but again, we see this here. Wisdom is not elusive. It's available to all. It's not like, man, I'd like to get that, but it's too hard. Wisdom is too hard to get. No, that's not at all the case. Not at all. But there is this condition of seeking her. Right? number two, wisdom doesn't just come to us because we get old. Right? I've seen a lot of old fools. I have. I've seen a lot of old, crotchety, God-denying fools. Fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Age didn't help him. Some, it set him in their ways even harder. You know, I seen this statistics one time. It talked about at what age you get saved. The older you get, it was by decades. And every older decade, it becomes more and more difficult to be saved. What that means, statistically, less and less people of that age will be saved. And, man, it's you know, you get to some point, I think like up to 90, it's like 1.5 million or something. I mean, just, I don't know, these are people writing stuff, but it's, but I've seen it through the years. They get, so being old doesn't make us wise. Likewise, I've seen some old fools. Likewise, I've seen some wise young people. I've seen some very wise young people and think, wow. You know, I've seen some young people that have said things not to be smart, not to be corrective, not to be, but just said things. I thought, wow, that is, I'm going to write that down. You know, I'm going to remember that, and God uses that in my life, and so wisdom isn't something that just comes to us, right? It's something that we seek. But number three, there, wisdom cries out to us, but we must seek her out. It's interesting. We talked about that last week. How wisdom is in the streets. She's crying on the mountaintop and all these different places, and in the place where all the people are and the business. And we talked about that last week. But she's crying. She doesn't go and grab us, right? I mean, she doesn't hide in our pillow, and if we lay on it, we get her, right? She's over there saying, "Here I am. Come get wisdom." But we have to go seek her out. And by the way, she's not, and again, seek her out doesn't mean she's hiding. We're not playing hide and seek. It means go for it. You know, go, and she's crying. She's already like, I mean, she'd be terrible at hide and seek. She's everywhere crying out, "Here I am." You know, she would lose. But she wants to lose because she wants us to find her. I mean, man, what a great thing. And then number five, wisdom is valuable. Wisdom is valuable. So it kind of feels like we did these things at the beginning and last week, in the first part of the chapter, and now we're doing them again. That's kind of the way the Bible works a lot of times, you know, particularly here in the Proverbs. So verse 18, he says, "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver." So listen, this is not, though, a get-rich-quick scheme. Man, if I get wisdom, I'm going to be rich. Right? What wisdom will offer to your life is valuable. What wisdom will offer to your life is valuable. It is the riches of life. So, don't answer this. I'm going to ask a question, but don't answer. Sometimes I ask rhetorical questions and people answer them wrong, then I feel bad saying the other answer. You know. So, so y'all learn. I do that. So, will wisdom gain us heaven? No, the answer. Wisdom will not gain us heaven. That comes from trusting Christ as our Savior. So listen, when we're talking about the riches of wisdom, riches isn't talking about we're going to get heaven. We're going to, oh man, if I get wise, I can be saved. Obviously, we know that's not the case. So what he's talking about here is wisdom will give us riches in this life. So often we talk about salvation being heaven. Man, that is, heaven is like so far off. If God's greatest, I mean, now listen, heaven is going to be the God's greatest gift. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But if God just said, I want you to be saved and get heaven and come on, that's what would happen. Then we'd be gone. But he said, instead, I want you to, I mean, I just said it a minute ago, living for Jesus is the most exciting thing that you could do on this earth. It's almost as if that's what God planned for humans to do, to live for Him now. To not live for the Lord now is to purposefully shoot yourself in the foot and then try to walk. It is. It's to purposefully mutilate your body and say, I'm gonna get through this life. I just want to make it harder. But we think that, you know, well, yeah, by following Jesus, it's like I'm handicapping myself and I can't enjoy all the things of life. We think that. That's what human nature says. We think by not enjoying the things of this world, I'm hurt in this world. I can't get through it right. Oh, I wish people could try Jesus. It doesn't work that way though, because this thing, wisdom won't get us to heaven because it's a faith, right? And we don't get wisdom by, I'll try it out, because there's still this trust and this acceptance and following. There is a lot in this life more valuable than money. There's a lot of things in this life more valuable than money. And then number three, it is also honor. It is also honor, he talked about that. Honor in your life. Honor with God. Honor among men. I'm telling you, listen. It is hard to place a value on being honorable. I've seen people, when they were young, do really cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff, and everybody they hung out with thought they were really cool. And they thought they were going to be like 18 forever. And then one day they grew up and wanted to not be, I mean, they grew up like now they're 28 or something, I don't know. But one day they grew up and realized, you know, I've done this to my life. Now I want to be a normal member of society, and they're just all of these things that kind of come, and you know what they seek so badly is honor. They just want to be, you know, we talk about honor, maybe respect. I want people to see me as, you know, a real person. And you know, back there when we're acting a fool, an idiot, and thinking, man, everybody thinks I'm cool and funny, and everybody will walk. We knew this guy. He would do stupid stuff to hurt himself just so people would stand around and laugh at him. I mean, there's a lot of people like that. They just, watch how ridiculous I am. And, man, life, his life, I don't know if he ever recovered. Tried a couple times, wanted to, but just couldn't get out of it. I'm telling you, listen, you know what most of us want to do in this life is to have the honor. Not just honor among men, yeah, but honor from God. It's hard to put a value on what wisdom will give us in that thing of honor. Then B, what wisdom produces in your life its fruit is better than money. Look at verse 20 now. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now, number one, listen, I said this. What wisdom produces in your life, its fruit is better than money. But substance is also there. That's what he's saying. Back up there, he said, in verse 18, he says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches. I mean, listen, he said, listen, wisdom doesn't lead us down the path of poverty. I want you to understand that tonight. We get this idea that because Jesus said the Son of Man hath no place to lay his head, that we can get, by the way, he said that one time. When Jesus was hungry, he had fish. When he needed money, he sent someone to catch some fish. Okay? I mean, Jesus one day said, you know what, there's probably, I don't know, was there about 8,000-10,000 people? There's 5,000 men and, you know, women and children. Say, he said, you know, let's just feed all these folks. They're like, we ain't got no food. We'll feed them. He wasn't worried about stuff. You understand? Let's don't get this idea Jesus was walking around in rags, suffering. By the way, I'm not saying he was going around with gold and gems and all that. I'm not saying that either. But this thing, wisdom doesn't lead us down the road of poverty. So let's not get, well, if I live for Jesus, I'm going to miss out on everything. We can sometimes get this idea that God is trying to ruin my life. He's just trying to take everything from me, so I don't have any friends, don't have any fun. All I do is go to church. We can get that way. We can think that's what sometimes. I mean, y'all here tonight are like, no, I don't think like that. Good. Because listen, it's not down this road, this path of poverty. Though riches isn't wisdom's greatest value. We're going to be done here. We're not going to turn in there, but turn over to Psalm, the 37th Psalm. Verse 25, he says this. Oh, I said we are going to turn. No, we're not. We're good. We're good. Verse 25 says, he said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now listen, you say, well, I've seen Christians. I've seen Christians in a bad way. That verse isn't true. Can I say this? Now, by the way, there's sometimes God does things in our life just for his glory. All right. I mean, a child can be born blind, right? And for the sake of God receive glory. But what he's saying here is those that follow in the Lord, those are going to live for him. He's not going to leave us in that kind of destitute place. By the way, it doesn't mean we're going to be living in the penthouse either. We're not. Let's try to get a balance. Here's the thing: riches are not the greatest value of wisdom. It's not. But the other side is we got to not think that it's going to be those, because he says it here. He said there's some durable riches, some things there. We may not get all we could from this world, but we will surely get what we need. You know how to get what you want? You know the secret to that one? You know how to get what you want? Want what you need. Work on that one a little bit, right? You want to get what you want what you need, and God will always give it to you. That's pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty good way of living life. God said He gives us the desire of our heart. You mean, man, I've been wanting that. I've been wanting that 2024 candy apple red Camaro for a long time. God's going to give me that. No, you know what He's going to do? He's going to change the desire of my heart. That's what He's going to give me. And then I'm going to get this red Jeep out here. And I'm going to feel like it's a Camaro. Right? That's what happens. You're like, God will give us something, and God will begin to change our heart. Listen, I'm telling you, there's something. We may not get everything we want, but I'm telling you, when God will change our heart, we'll be content with what we got. It's a wonderful thing. Number three, she said she will fill their treasures. That's what she said there in verse 21. She will fill their treasures. Let me just end with this. God is gracious to those that follow Him. God it's kind of hard to to really explain this and convince somebody that hasn't ever experienced it of what living for Jesus is like. Living for the Lord, and we realize what God has done for us and the relationship and who He is, and we begin to see, wow, look what God has done. You know, it's amazing. God is gracious to us. But there is, I think there's a key in all this. And we see wisdom is the, it says here, wisdom is the one that fills the treasures. Following Him, it says this, listen, wisdom is crying to us. But we've got to seek her early. You know what I think early means? I don't think early in your life, because otherwise, oh man, I'm too old, I missed it. I don't think that's what it means. I mean, I think early means as soon as you hear wisdom cry, get a hold of it. You're like, man, I don't know what I want to do. I'm trying to think about, should I go out and do this? Or should I do that? You know, and wisdom says, do this one. You're like, yeah, but I want to do, right? And He said, listen, you, wisdom's crying. Seek her early. Seek her. Father, I pray that You'd help us tonight. Lord, we certainly need to listen. Lord, so many wander through this life, even as believers, with just an ounce of the grace that You have available to them. Holding off. Or maybe they experienced bad things. Maybe they never experienced a real Christian life. Or maybe sometimes we find excuses and stumbling blocks. But Lord, I pray that You'd help us tonight, that we would realize that wisdom, following You, obeying You, is really the source of Your grace. Lord, I pray that You would speak to our hearts. Help us this week. Would You guide us and direct us? And Father, we'll thank You for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.